can't handle the truth.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Do I feel lucky?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome back. This is a back-to-back Through the Lens with Darren. And who am I with this time?
Tracy.
You're back. And, you know, I kind of lost track of time. I forgot what we were reviewing today till yesterday.
Yeah.
So what are we reviewing today, Tracy?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
So we just saw it, so we haven't had time to process. But Tracy's still got the feels. She's like composing herself.
Yeah, it was good.
So let's hit them with the stats first. Rating, length, and end credit scene.
Rating, PG-13.
There are some curse words.
Curse words.
And violence.
Violence. Length, 2 hours, 30 minutes.
And end credit scene?
Yes. There's two.
There's the normal, and there's the mid-credit scene, and there's one at the very, very end.
And you have to stay. You have to stay.
Okay. So I agree with all those statements. Let's talk about where this movie fits and what they need to see beforehand, and then we'll dig into it. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is the third movie in the Marvel series of Guardians of the Galaxy. The characters have crossed over on a couple other, you know, like Endgame and things like that, but this is the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you need to see to understand this? There's been like a million Marvel movies, and, you know, they don't have time to catch up to see this like tonight. So what do they have to see? I have an opinion.
I want to know what yours is, because I can't answer that.
I think they definitely, I think to understand what the heck's going on,
yeah,
you probably need to see Guardians 1.
And 2.
Probably 2, although yes. I think you could get away without 2 if you had to. I'm trying to be as succinct as possible, for people. Obviously,
okay.
You want to see first 2 to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I think you need to see...
You got to see 2.
Is the one where Gamora gets thrown off? It's one of the Endgame, one of the Avengers movies. Infinity War?
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. Thanks, assist, Marsha. I think you need to see
it. No, it was Endgame.
Was it?
Endgame, she bit it, and then Infinity War, you probably have to see Endgame and Infinity War.
Yeah.
So that's what I think you need to see to understand just the basic plot. Now, to Tracy's point, to really get what's going on in this movie, I think you do need to see Guardians 2. I also think you might want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special on Disney+, because that's where they were in the beginning.
Okay.
And there's some references in there, and that's where the Cosmo dog, I think you first saw Cosmo the dog.
Okay.
So, there are some, those probably are the things I think you really want to see to understand this movie, because what this movie seems to do is really tie up a lot of the arcs of all the characters. And to get the payoff, I think you probably need to see all those other things.
Okay, fair.
Like, I don't think, to understand the plot, I don't think you have to, but to really get what's going on, I think you need to see all of those. And I guess for 2, there's one character, Mantis, comes in 2, so you probably need to see 2 for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also brings about the sort of, or a sort of villain from this one.
You
need to.
You probably need to see 2. I think you can kind of figure it out. If you haven't seen anything, you're not going to know what the hell's going on in this movie.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, you might be able to figure it out. I don't think you'll know what's going on if you're like, oh, I saw Spider-Man and... You know, I think I saw maybe one of the Avengers. You'll be like, who are these people and why do I care about them? So I think the emotional payoff is seeing all these other things. Because this movie does, to Tracy's reaction, does have a bit of emotional payoff, I think.
Oh, boy, does it ever.
So I have a soft spot in my heart for Guardians of the Galaxy because it was coming out early phases of Marvel, and I told everyone, see this movie, it's going to be awesome. Like, this is stupid, I don't know, no one knows who they are, they're not Spider-Man. It's like, it's got a talking raccoon and a tree, you're going to love it. And I was right, so I always been able to lord over this over my brother Jeff, so I enjoy this movie, and Raccoon is one of my favorite characters, and this movie, among other things, is really kind of his origin story.
Yeah.
Because the whole running thing is like, what the heck is he? He's a raccoon, but how is he talking? And this movie really explains that.
Yeah.
And it does have some of its, I think people know who the bad guy is. Is that a spoiler?
Which bad guy? There's more than one.
Yeah.
The main one from the purple guy.
I didn't know who he was.
You didn't watch any trailers.
I didn't watch the trailers.
The main bad guy in this movie, I guess I won't say just in case you are going in blind, is kind of from the comics. He's one of the kind of the guys, a bad guy from the comics, as are some of the cute fuzzy characters that you might have seen in the trailers. They are in the comics as well. So, yeah. In addition, so Tracy, what do you think about where this movie places in terms of like, I think it's kind of like a, it's been out in the media, this is kind of the last Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and I think this is a fitting end.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Everyone gets their arc resolved. Everyone has their obligatory hero moment slash, I don't know, change or whatever, moment of glory or whatever. And so it's kind of nice. So it's about Rocket, but he's not really in it that much.
No.
It's everybody else kind of shines.
Yeah.
Including some new characters.
And Mantis really does, too.
I mean, I can't say that because I think they all kind of do. Yeah. They all kind of have their little, like, thing, which is kind of formulaic. Like, that's what you have to do, but... Kind of like, I thought Endgame was a little fan servicey.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan, so I liked it. So this movie probably is a little fan servicey, but if you are invested in the characters and you've enjoyed Guardians 1, Guardians 2 is good, but not as good as Guardians 1 except for Baby Groot. But if you enjoy the characters, I think you will enjoy the payoff of this movie.
Okay, see, I disagree with you. I like 2 better than 1.
Because of Baby Groot? Baby Groot was the best part of 2.
For other reasons, I like 2 better than 1.
So for once in our movie critic pairing, I think you are in the minority.
Well,
that's okay. No, I think most people think 1 is better than 2.
Really? Yeah, I like 2
better than 1. I'm usually the one who has weird opinions. I'm just pointing out that this one, I think you have a weird opinion. It's okay. I like 2. I like the opening scene. I like some of the stuff. And there are things, some too, that are in this movie that you'll appreciate if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Some paybacks that haven't been around for a while. Okay, so I want to know what you think. Oh, should we talk about who's in it, or do people know by now?
People know, I guess. You guys all know.
Y'all know Drax, and you know. I guess the funny thing is Vin Diesel is Groot. That still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But everyone else is kind of the same people that are in it.
For this guy.
But I guess we don't want to ruin him.
Yeah.
I think people know who the bad guy is, but I guess there's kind of 2 bad guys to Marsha's assisting point. But so in addition to sort of resolving every single character arc there's ever been, which is kind of impressive, I think it's a nice message in there about being nice to people and family and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This movie is definitely darker, at least at the beginning, than the other ones.
Yes.
And the violence is more kind of visceral almost. It's like a little bit more like, I mean, it's just a little bit more, especially at the beginning.
It's more Jordan Peele-ish at the beginning.
It's kind of, I mean, not dark, like really sad, like DC movie dark, but it's kind of aged with the people who are watching the movie, so you don't want to take your like 10-year-old to see this.
No.
Some of the stuff that's not curse words or a head getting ripped off, it's kind of dark. Like the cute fuzzy animals kind of were a little scary a little bit too, which has kind of made them cute, but... It would be kind of scary if you were a young kid. I would not take Parker to see this movie. She'd be like, what are they doing, Daddy? What's
Daddy,
wrong with
them? Make it stop.
Yeah, she would cry. So Parker is not seeing Guardians of the Galaxy Vol. 3 for any long time. But I did like it. Did you like the special effects?
Yes. I love the special effects. And I loved the fight scenes, how you could tell who was getting whacked and who wasn't.
There was a couple of standout fight scenes where they were kind of... I don't know. This is, again, fan service, but you got to love when Rocket gets on somebody's shoulder and just starts shooting. I mean, and you like the team thing where they're back-to-back shooting people.
Yes.
Completely unnecessary. Yeah. It probably wouldn't work in real life, but like, I'm going to swing around and shoot under your arm, and you're going to shoot behind your back. Like, I don't think that actually works, but those are cool scenes there in it. You know, there's a lot of CGI in it. It didn't feel too cheap, but I mean, I think this is it's kind of weird to say given what happens, but it's a smaller scale movie in that this is not a world is going to end movie. It's about the MacGuffin of saving somebody. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah.
There is a little bit more. I mean,
I could mention a movie title, but it would totally give the whole movie away, so I won't.
No, I don't want to give a movie away. I just think this isn't part of the faults of the Marvel movies is that the bad guys aren't usually very, either the stakes aren't very high, like the Thor movie where they're in the desert town, the first one, or the bad guys are just not very convincing. And that's why Thanos was so good, because he was just very... interesting bad guy. What'd you think of the bad guy in this one?
I thought he was awesome.
He was better than Kang.
Yes.
And by the way, I don't know if we're going to see Kang again because that dude's got some problems of his own.
Yeah, but I guess the girl was spotted at a nightclub after he supposedly did whatever to her.
I don't
so
know. I'm just
I don't
saying,
think he's got problems if he, she was out dancing around.
I don't know what's going on with him, but he might find himself outside the movies. That's what I heard. I don't know. But
this guy was better than Kang.
This guy was better than Kang. Yeah. And he's a lower scale bad guy. Like he's not taking over the world. He's not blowing up everything. He's just got a thing. But kind of like Thanos, he's got like a mission. And it's not right, but you can kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes him more interesting than, like, the bad guys in Ant-Man, you know?
Yeah.
Not Kang. Kang's got his own thing. But, you know, like, Ant-Man 2, he just wanted to get the technology or whatever. So I think he's a pretty good bad guy. The guy did a good job acting.
Yeah.
He kind of slowly becomes more and more unhinged.
Yeah.
Which makes it more
the
effective.
Transition from the beginning, yeah, was really
I'm not going to say he developed. He didn't have a MODOK-style character arc, but he did kind of become more of a feature. So
yeah, he was crazy nuts.
Yeah, and he didn't have a super all-powerful power set that just makes him uninteresting, and he wasn't too weak, which makes him uninteresting. Like, I think that's the problem with I'm not going to confuse. Was it the most recent? Which is the God Hunter movie? Is that Thor Love and Thunder?
Yes.
That guy was, in the comic books, he's cool, but as much as we love, who's that actor?
Christian Bale.
As much as I love Christian Bale, he just didn't really bring much to that, like, to make him, like, he wasn't very imposing, didn't have much of a look to him. This guy's got a look that's kind of unsettling. He's got sort of powers, but he's got, like, minions. Minions were kind of creepy.
Yeah.
They weren't all looking the same. That's the other thing I hate about some of the Marvel movies. We're like, oh, we'll just create these aliens and they all look the same.
Yeah, the makeup was really good in this movie.
Yeah, special effects makeup was very good. Obviously, the no animals are harmless movie, but there's animals in it, and they're cool. It does have monkey.
Of course.
It's going to get a star for the monkey. So. Yes. So I thought the bad guy was good, and I thought the special effects had some standout fighting scenes. I mean, it is a comic book movie, but it seemed to have more, I don't want to say emotional heft, but it really seemed to have more
really
to it.
It really did. And, of course, in all Guardians movies, the music soundtrack is on point. I mean, I was loving all the music.
Yes, and in case you haven't been paying attention, he's got new music because he got the Zune.
Yeah.
Because remember, he had the old tape deck, but the Zune got him up to, was it 2000? And by the way, if you don't know what this is, the Zune was like a iPod before iPods came out. Maybe iPods were there, but Microsoft tried to, like, take over, and it was just like an iPod, but it didn't last very long. So it's kind of rooted in early 2000s, so, like, that's why it's kind of funny that he listens to this Zune. But
yeah.
I really like the movie. Who do you think is going to like this movie, Tracy?
Any Guardians fan will love the movie. I think probably teenager-ish and up, like 14, 15 and up.
And 9-year-olds, just kidding. okay, so here's a very pointed question. I like all Marvel movies, so I'm biased.
Yeah.
My brother has kind of gotten pissed off at Marvel movies, and he thinks they're kind of dropping off.
Yeah, some people do.
And that's a fair criticism.
Marvel fatigue, yep.
I mean, I think it kind of started with Eternals. That did not go well.
Yeah, that was not good.
And then, you know, Shang-Chi was good, but not great. You know, so anyway, what do you tell the person about who says Marvel is in decline and the movies are kind of all done? Is this a rebuttal to that, or will they be not liking this movie?
This is a rebuttal to that. I think that this movie, I think everybody knows this is the last Guardians. I mean, the media hasn't been a secret about it. And I think you can get everything out of this movie that you may have been missing from the other Marvel movies that didn't live up to your expectations.
Yeah, it's got a little bit more than just running around blowing stuff up. It's got, I mean, the plot is what it is. It's basically a MacGuffin movie, but it's about the character arcs and giving them a chance to have closure. And closure doesn't necessarily mean they all die. It just means they kind of have their arc closed in a satisfying way. So it definitely feels like a good, fitting end to it.
Yeah.
But I definitely think this is, you know, I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment as the greatest Marvel movie of all time, but I do think it's up there on the upper tier of quality for the movies. Like, it's, if you thought Love and Thunder wasn't great, if you didn't like Eternals, if you were not loving Black Panther 2, I think you'll still have it. You should give this one a chance.
Yeah, and it's the best of the three Guardians movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, I haven't processed whether I can agree or disagree on that. I mean, it definitely pays off all the other ones, so there's that going for it. The first one was just such a surprising kind of revelation that it's hard to like. It's kind of like the first Avengers. The first Avengers is not the technically best movie, but it's just, we watched it the other day. It's like so cool just to watch it, like for its time.
Right.
So I don't know if Guardians.
You're forgetting that when I didn't know you guys when the first Guardians came out, but I didn't see the first Guardians in a theater. It took me like 2 years before I saw it.
Should've
because
known
I thought it was going to be stupid. And my friend Jane, hey Jane.
Now she has to listen. Good job. Hey Jane, you got name checked. You got to listen to our podcast this time.
She told me, you'll like it. You'll like it. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, that was kind of cool. So, for someone like me who wasn't really going all in on this,
it definitely has a lot of fan service. It definitely, it technically probably has got better special effects. I think you've probably heard the controversy. Marvel got rid of the, what's her name? Alonzo. She's like the technical.
Victoria Alonzo.
And
one of the exact producers.
There's back behind the scenes, like, criticism as they're driving their FX people too fast, or they're not doing a good job, and people have been kind of like ripping on the decline in quality. I think the special effects in this movie are pretty good.
Yeah.
And
really
you can
good.
Tell that James Gunn, who now is the czar of the DC movies, but he came back to Fishes when this is like his baby.
It's a labor of love for sure.
You can tell. So, I mean, again, if you're invested in the characters, you'll like it. If you don't care, you're going to come in and you're like, I don't know what's going on. You know, like you really have to, if you like the characters, I guarantee you'll like this movie.
Yeah.
If you don't care about them or you're like, oh, they're stupid, then I don't think it won't land. There also are a lot of cool comic book references and Easter eggs and things, and some of the characters are from the comic book, so I kind of got a kick out of that. Do you, without spoilers, can you give me a favorite new character? Look at the pain in your eyes.
I don't know. A favorite new character?
Yeah, I mean, we all know the main Guardians of the Galaxy at this point, and we know the best is Rocket.
Probably
so no debate.
Probably Warlock, I would guess.
Oh, see, I really love the doggy. I don't even like dogs.
Yeah, the dog was cute.
Cosmo, the Russian dog, is in the comics, by the way. Okay, so that's fair. We won't spoil anything else.
No.
Do you want to give it a score?
Yes.
Okay, so how about you do that? I realize I asked a question, but I didn't ask a specific enough question.
Okay, I am going to give this movie a 10. I loved the music. It's reminiscent of the past Guardians movies because everything you want in this movie is there. And I loved the villain the most of all the Guardians movies. And like you said, Darren, it's a payoff. And all of the characters have their arc, and it's really a good ending to the series.
We know I'm giving it a 10, but I'm giving it an 11 because there was monkeys in it, which is always a point. I also just I had to do it.
Yeah, of course you did.
I also want to point out this movie pulls off something that's really hard to do. It's got I'm getting the number wrong, but it's got 5 main characters, which is whatever the Guardians are. It introduces new characters.
Seven main characters.
Thanks, Mark. There's 7 main characters. Introduces new characters. There's a lot of lines that have to go around. Like sometimes you lose something when you try to jam. You know, a series go on, they kind of collect more characters and they get kind of like less focused. But I thought they did a good job, as we said, of giving everybody enough screen time. And that's kind of like maybe it's because they're such a good team.
Yeah, of the 7, like who's the lowest on the totem pole? You really can't tell.
No, I mean, I would probably.
They
all have a lot of lines. They all have a role. There's no like stupid side plots that don't make any sense. Like, oh, let's make a love interest for this character just to give them something to do. Like, there's none of that. But they also jam some new characters in there. They jam some Easter eggs. There's some cool cameos in there from earlier end credit scenes. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, if you watch those movies, watch the end credit scenes because there's some payoffs. And again, there are some payoffs to the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. Which
I don't have Disney Plus, so
and I'm going to say that thing. Just I thought it was going to be dumb, like a cash grab. And 20% was, but it was much more enjoyable than I thought it would be.
Hey, it has a really good soundtrack.
Yeah,
it also has a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
But that one is kind of a cute thing. It's an hour of your time. If you have Disney Plus, go ahead and watch it, especially before this movie. So, Tracy, when can we see this movie? When can I see it again?
We can see the movie Friday the 5th. At 5 and 9, Saturday the 6th, 1, 5, and 9, and Sunday the 7th, 1, and 5.
And let's say someone has no soul and they don't want to see Guardians of the Galaxy. What else do you have showing?
We have Super Mario Brothers, and we also have Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. So thanks, Marsha, for the review. It was great.
So you got a double dose of Chris Pratt and Margaret. Like, you can see
Pratt's Mario. Yeah, yeah, Pratt's
Mario. So you can see
Mario.
Pratt, or Margaret.
Pratt squared.
I don't even know. Do we have something to review next week, or is Guardians just going to dominate us for the next... I'd be fine with that.
Yes, we have... maybe not.
Well, Margaret's still here, right?
Margaret's still here, but in 2 weeks...
Okay, 2 weeks.
Fast 10.
I can't believe... Did you review the last one with me?
Yeah.
Like when they went to space and the duct
tape.
Yeah,
that was so funny.
I was like, what have we resulted to? Like they got really like an old Saab or something.
In the car in space.
I'm like, this is, I mean, it was so awesome because I think that was the first movie that came out after COVID and like, we're back.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
I was like, what the heck?
And I was like, what did they just do? Like this series has just gone completely off the rails. I do love it, by the way. It is the most enjoyable thing you can see. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
but you don't go to these movies expecting any realism whatsoever. But yeah, the car with duct tape in space was definitely the
yeah time. That so, was
so Tracy, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
I can say that it is fun reviewing movies with my wife, but you know, we miss our Tracy.
Yay.
So hopefully we'll see you either in 1 week or 2 weeks.
1 week or 2 weeks.
We'll definitely be doing Fast. Does Fast 10 have a name, or is it like Fast X or something?
Fast X. Fast 10.
Because they've kind of gotten away from cool, catchy titles. Like, remember it was Fate of the Furious because it's 8?
Yeah. Now it's just, what are they going to do for 11?
Oh, were you the one telling me they're doing like 3 more?
Supposedly? I don't know. 10's enough.
I mean, maybe
not. I mean,
not.
How many Bond movies are there?
I think Bond has the most movies out of any series.
Yeah, 10's enough. I don't even
You're
know.
You're in the movie industry. You're like, no, we need more Fast and Furious.
There's too many, like, feuds because everyone's got, like, super huge egos.
Oh, you mean, like, behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, yeah.
The best thing about Fast and Furious movies that's so ridiculous is you do a pretty good job of making a compelling bad guy. But then they always, like, oh, let's just make him join the team. We'll get a new bad guy. So, like, you know, Jason Statham's part of it now, and The Rock was after him.
Charlize is in it, too.
Is she? She's not part of them yet, though, is she?
Mm-hmm. I think she's part of them.
It's just ridiculous. Like,
you just gave us the plot for the Fast 10.
Yeah, Fast 10, and Charlize Theron joins them, and they have to find some other bad... Oh, wait.
Jason Momoa.
Guess what? I'm going to predict this not to the movie. Jason Momoa will join the team
at
the end for Fast 12 or whatever.
So. 11.
Oh, yes, 11. So anyway, thank you for coming back, Tracy. Sorry to... I think it's just in my nature to just digress at the end of the review. So hopefully you've listened. Post-credit scene, yeah. So you've gotten the score. You can turn it off. We will see you either 1 week or two, but definitely for Fast 10. Fast X.
And we'll also see you in July for Oppenheimer.
Oh, God. You just do... I'm like...
I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. I will see it, but I will not like it. Maybe I will. See y'all next week.
Bye.